You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo, Rachel G from Admin, who works with us in the office here at the radio station, she did a lovely thing for everyone else in the office yesterday.
I wasn't here then, obviously.
Did you miss out?
Yeah, I missed out.
Okay. Well, this is going to be awkward then.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
She made homemade muffins.
Really?
Did you not get a muffin?
No, that's okay.
Actually, now I think about it, she did give me two. Maybe one was for you.
No, well, that's... You need two, Jordan.
What are you trying to say?
That you enjoy a muffin.
Sorry, I'm being nice.
Yeah.
And you're...
All I'm saying...
Calling me fat.
No, I just said you enjoy a muffin. Nothing wrong with that. Stop reading into it.
Well, even if you have been insulting me right now, Simo, I'm still going to take a leaf out of Rachel G from Admin's book.
Yes.
And start being nice to people. So last night...
Wait, what flavour were they, first and foremost?
They were berry muffins.
Okay.
They were quite... They're
generic berry...
I didn't ask for the recipe.
Yeah, but you can tell through the flavours. You've watched MasterChef.
It tasted like berries.
Yeah, blueberries?
No, like no, they were
raspberries.
Red.
Raspberries.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, well done.
They were nice.
Good
effort. So, Simo, I have taken a leaf out of Rachel G from Admin's book, and
yes.
Yesterday after work, I went home and made some homemade muffins.
You didn't make those.
Which I'm holding my hand, Simo, just to give around to people in the office.
You're so full of it.
No, these are homemade muffins.
No, they're not. They've still got the branding on it. They're still self-enclosed. If once you open that, right, I am betting that you won't be able to close it.
Okay, yeah. So these muffins, they're not homemade. I bought them from the shop. I had to peel off the sales sticker.
Yeah.
And they're still in a sealed packet. But still. So anyway, here we go. Have
like
a muffin.
Like I was... what?
No, I'm being nice.
Nah, actually, this
Simo,
is so sketch.
Simo, they're chocolate flavour.
Nah, mate. You went to hand them to me, and I have now refused.
Simo,
there's something
they are still in a sealed package.
Okay.
I haven't tampered with the muffins in any way.
You've done something.
Have a muffin.
You're so...
Have a muffin. Okay, Simo has taken the muffin pack from me. He is looking at it, looking for obvious points of tampering.
What have you done here, mate? What's going on?
Nothing. What? I'm being nice.
No.
It's Thursday. I thought I'd be nice, Simo.
No. Okay,
just open it and have a chocolate muffin.
No, these can stay here. Okay, what have you done to it, by the way?
You now put the muffins right the far away. Honestly, no, hand on heart, I haven't done anything to... Simo, I'm being nice.
Mate.
If this is how you react when I'm nice to you... I might just start being mean.
Do you want to come clean about what you've done?
Okay, I'll come clean.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything to the muffins.
Last chance.
Okay.
What have you done?
Simo, you are ruining my science experiment.
Yeah, because there's no way. I'm not gonna go in for whatever is involved with this because you've done something. And I don't like it. What have you done?
Okay, Simo.
Okay, last chance, because otherwise we're going to a song.
Okay, Simo, I did have a bit of a science experiment.
Yes.
That I was planning on doing.
Okay, what have you...
I will let you know what it is next, because I can see people outside this studio waiting to get a muffin.
Okay, right.
I will let you know what my plan was next.
Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, we are in the middle of Muffingate 2020.
Yes. Well, you've brought in some muffins because apparently one of our other co-workers brought some homemade ones in yesterday.
Yes.
Right? And then you've then presented them to me, these muffins.
Yeah, so one of our co-workers brought in some muffins yesterday to share with everyone. I thought that's a lovely thing to do. So I went out and didn't homemade them, I bought them.
Yeah.
But still brought in a tray of 8 double choc muffins to share with you and the rest of our co-workers. I thought that would be a nice thing to do.
And then I kind of almost let this one go through to the keeper and like I was like, oh, that's awesome. And then I nearly like went into it with the joy that I would if someone else handed me a packet of muffins. But then I realized who I was dealing with. I realized, oh, wait, hell, this is Jordan. Mm-hmm. We need to take a breath and we just need to make sure that everyone's happy, healthy and survives the ordeal.
They're muffins.
What have you done?
Muffins.
What have you done?
Muffins.
What have you done?
Muffins.
What you done?
Muffins.
What you done?
Muffins.
What you my ruling?
Okay.
Okay. If you eat one,
yep.
I will then eat one.
Okay, sweet. Hand it over.
Okay.
I don't need a second invite to have a chocolate muffin, Simo.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you'll observe they are still in a sealed package.
Yes, yes.
Now they're not because I've opened it.
Yes. You did that really well, actually. That was very quick and very expert.
I'm an expert at opening muffins. All right. Okay. I'll take this.
No, all right.
What?
I'll give you one.
Okay, yeah. Okay, you pick whichever muffin.
All right.
There you go.
Okay.
Be careful, the package.
Yeah, I've got it.
Don't drop muffins everywhere.
It's all right, mate. I got it. All right. Okay. So I'm just going
to... I instinctively went to grab the biggest one.
Okay, I'm just going to...
You said no.
I'm just going to point at them and see if there's any kind of lie or like tell in Jordan's eyes or how he behaves.
This is scintillating radio. Yeah, just Simo pointing at muffins.
Hey, I'm past this being a radio
issue. You've already pointed at that one. Just give me a muffin.
Oh, this one then? Okay, you seem to want that one, so you can have this one instead.
Okay, so you go for that one?
Mm-hmm.
All right, are you happy? So...
All right, yeah, I'm going to grab one as well.
Interesting one that you grabbed.
You are an absolute piece of work.
All right, Simo, you'll see. So I've ripped a bit of the muffin off. And
yes.
Now...
Okay.
I'm eating the muffin.
Okay.
Okay, Simo, you go.
All right, okay.
Simo is eating the muffin.
Yes.
He spills a lot of the muffin on the panel.
No, I think we're under control. Okay.
And now we wait.
There's chili in these, aren't there? There's definitely. There is.
Can you taste chili?
Yes, I reckon you have, haven't you? How did you manage this?
Simo, there's not chili in them.
Okay, right, okay.
Simo, what I'm doing this morning is having a bit of a science experiment. Because yesterday, when everyone in the office was eating muffins, I was kind of watching everyone. I was observing them with my scientific hat on.
Okay.
And realised there are so many different ways to eat muffins.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, I'm okay. All right.
So that is why we're doing this. So when you have a muffin, some people like to pick off a bit and then eat that. Some people like to use it as if it's an apple and just take a big chunk out of it.
Ah.
There's so many ways, different ways to eat muffins. So, Simo, this morning, on our phones, give us a call, 64572-977. How do you eat a muffin?
I was just
Don't say we don't talk about the big topics here on this show.
I was just copying you this morning because I was like, I have to do exactly what Jordan does because otherwise there could be some kind of danger.
Oh, so you copied my muffin eating technique.
Correct, yeah. I used your particular tactic because I was
I was a picker.
Yeah.
Okay, but traditionally if you weren't copying me,
traditionally I'm not a picker. That's super weird. That's like,
Really?
Yeah.
So what's your technique? What do you... You're like the apple.
Yeah. You just get into it because it's like a... It's joy.
Mm.
Don't get your fingers involved. Just, you know, you don't need to.
Well, get on the phone, 64572-977. Are you a picker or are you a biter?
I was so worried.
Of muffins.
I was so worried about this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought
you'd... See, have a bit of trust in me.
Mate.
Just don't eat the third one on the left because that one does have chili.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
We've called on some expertise.
Well, yes, Simon.
Hello.
Simo, we are in the middle of Muffingate 2020. Simo, I brought some lovely muffins into the office this morning to share with our co-workers.
Which, again, this was very out of character, mind you. Very out of character, just putting it out there.
But what I was actually doing was doing a bit of a science experiment. You were my guinea pigs, and I was trying to work out what the best way is to eat a muffin. Do you pick it off like bit by bit with your hands and put that in the mouth, or do you grab it as if it's an apple and just take a big bite out of it?
So welcome to Cupcake Expert with...
Hang on. They are muffins,
okay.
Not cupcakes.
Welcome to Cake...
I will accept that.
Queen and Stationery Queen. Stationery and Cake Queen Ems, welcome.
Thank you. That's a compliment. I'll take that.
You know your cakes, hey?
Well,
I guess if it's anyone that's an expert, it would be probably me, and Jordan would be a close second.
But however, whenever there's a birthday in the building, you are the one, typically, I have to
the
say...
The driving force behind the cake.
Big time. You're the one that, like, dresses the cake, cuts the thing. Typically, you are the responsible adult when it comes to cake.
Mustering everyone up to have the cake.
Well, you are going to be the decisive third vote, an all-inclusive vote as well, because Simo, you are an apple-type muffin eater. You just eat it as an apple. I'm a bit of a picker.
Yeah.
Get on the phone now, by the way. How do you eat your muffins?
Yeah, how do you roll?
Em, we have got a tray of muffins here. Yeah. Simo, could you pass me the muffins, please?
Sure. The home-baked muffins, Jordan.
The home-baked muffins.
Slaved
The fact that I would have been more worried if they did cook them, if I'm honest.
Yeah. The homemade muffins that I bought last night.
You got them?
All right, Ems.
Someone made them.
Yeah. Someone slaved over a hot oven for them. Wasn't me.
All right, Ems, I am presenting you a muffin. Pick a muffin.
Thank you, Jordan.
And just eat it in whatever way that you feel most comfortable.
Well, I like to save the best bit for last.
Oh.
Yeah, Simo, right. You're like a caveman just biting into it like an apple. That's like...
Okay.
So Ems has peeled back the paper around the muffin.
Yeah,
so and she is picking off the bottom
bit
of
first.
The muffin.
I didn't realize it was so convoluted.
Eat that bit. Save the top for last.
So complicated.
The actual muff bit for last.
so complicated, but yet right. And as Ems agrees with me, picking off your muffin bit by bit and eating it is the correct way to eat a muffin. Simo, you're wrong.
I didn't know this, right? But obviously there's full tactics and a lot of thinking that goes into indulging in cupcakes and muffins.
We are so unrefined, Simo.
Very much so.
Eating it like an apple.
We've got a PowerPoint presentation. We'll go through it later. It's fine.
Very much a basic bitch when it comes to it. However, get this right. Apparently this is the best way to eat them. You guys aren't far off. This has blown my mind. Okay?
Wait, you've Googled this. Is there a best way to eat muffins?
Yeah, there's... All right, so apparently you take off the wrapper. Is that what... So both of you do that, right?
Yep.
Right.
Okay, so... Yep,
correct so far.
Okay, so then you use either your fingers or a knife to cut the frosting off the top.
Oh, no, that's weird.
Yeah, or like cut off the bottom half of the top part of the cake. So like kind of... So you got the frosting and part of the cake.
Controversial.
Right? Very controversial.
And also we couldn't do that experiment because I was tight and didn't buy the muffins with frosting on.
And then get this. People are then taking the bottom half of the muffin and then bringing it up to turn it into some kind of muffin cupcake sandwich.
Whoa. All right. Next level.
Just saying, it's 2020. People are living in 2035.
Simo and Jordan.
And at what age did you start planning your own meals?
It's a very interesting question enough to have just been eating muffins.
Yeah.
I don't know, early teens maybe? Is that right?
And you don't gaze too far into the future, do you, with your decision making when it comes to dinner time?
I'm pretty spontaneous. No, that's not the right word.
Spontaneous.
I knew I was halfway there.
Yeah.
I just like to browse the supermarket or takeaway joints and go, yes, I feel like having that for dinner.
So what happened last night?
Again, was browsing the supermarket.
Okay. Mm.
Spotted some salmon.
Oh, yeah, so you did the
that
salmon
was on special.
With the juices and the bits and pieces?
Salmon with juice.
Yeah, there's like the sauces they sometimes do. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. For some reason, I thought you were like combining salmon and orange juice.
No.
Yeah, just pop a salmon, some orange juice in a pan. It's delicious. I'm like, no.
Chaos.
Yes, it was one of those.
Thought so.
Salmon and prepackaged sauce.
I saw one of those yesterday. I was like, that's Jordan's. I could almost preempt your meal times now. It's getting to that point. However.
We need to spend time with other people.
However, there has been a six-year-old that's put together the perfect weekly meal plan.
Okay, so... Oh, hello. My voice changed.
Yeah, you're right.
That was a salmon. Okay, so this is... So what, breakfast, lunch and dinner Monday to Sunday?
No, it's dinner Saturday to Sunday.
Okay, so not quite the full week.
I mean, they're six, Jordan. They can't count, but they've had a real good hot go at it.
Yeah, and by Monday lunchtime, they're going to be really hungry and not realise they can't eat until Saturday dinner.
All right, so they went with Saturday takeaway.
So they haven't really specified what.
Could be Chinese. Could be Indian. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So he moves on then to Sunday, pizza.
Also something that you would probably get takeaway.
Uh-huh. Then Monday, chicken.
Just a chicken?
Yeah, maybe. Roast, fried, who knows.
Mm-hmm.
Then it moves on to Tuesday and it says fish and chips with an exclamation mark and a yay.
That is exactly my reaction when I decide to have fish and chips.
So he's loving it.
So can I ask, who is this? Is this just a six-year-old kid that's the mum's taking a picture of this and it's gone viral?
Correct, yeah. Okay. So a six-year-old's kind of like maybe a future PT, but I think the food decisions are a little bit left of field for a future in fitness.
Maybe not PT, maybe future MasterChef contestant or judge.
Matt Preston.
was this Matt Preston as a six-year-old?
It's coming back out of the archives. Who hangs out for a Tuesday, though? That's what they're really excited about, for fish and chips on that day.
Mm-hmm.
Then Wednesday, they're getting on the fish. Now, I think this is fresh fish 2 days in a row, Tuesday, Wednesday.
But no chips on the Wednesday.
No. Well, I figure that really does show his priorities. He's eating the chips before the fish, I think.
Also, do we think the fish is left over from Tuesday fish and chips?
Maybe. But then again, he moves on to Thursday and it says leftover fish and chips. So he's gone.
How much fish and chips is he getting?
Well, he's got 4 days in a row. He's got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all fish involved.
Wait, Friday as well, fish and chips?
Just fish on the Friday. It's leftover fish from the Tuesday.
I would love to live this life.
A lot of omega-3.
Yeah.
There's not a vegetable in sight, but boy, can he swim.
Well, the chips, they're potatoes, they're vegetables.
Oh, yeah,
kind
true.
Of.
Yeah, yep, that's fair. A lot of carbohydrates. Looking at Saturday, leftover pizza. Now, do you spy an issue there?
When was the pizza left over? Hang on, so the pizza, I can see the thing on your screen. Was that Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay, so the pizza's been in the fridge a whole week.
Yes. So he ordered the pizza on the Sunday and it's leftover pizza on the following Saturday.
I can say safely, if that was my fridge, there would not be pizza in there. It wouldn't last a whole week.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And now... Don't you have a ghost story, Jordan?
I do, but I'm wondering what that noise is.
It's ghosts.
Is that ghosts?
Yeah.
No, no, I mean, it's spooky, don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Sorry, have you had enough of freaking myself out? All right.
Well, yes, Emma, we do want to talk about ghosts. Not necessarily bad ghost sound effects.
Yep.
But actual ghosts. Are you a believer?
Yes.
You believe in ghosts?
It's not my fault, but yes.
Why is it not your fault?
Because it just happened to me. I didn't ask for it.
What, that you've seen a ghost?
Yeah, yeah, that I've been like...
Oh, when have you seen a ghost?
I've been ghosted.
I think that's a bit different. But have you actually seen a ghost?
Quickly,
Ugo, what's the story?
So I used to work in hotels, notoriously haunted places, and closing up the place at about 2:30 a.m., 3 a.m., maybe even later.
Mm-hmm.
And typically you leave, we'd like sit on the stairs, have a bit of a chat with the group of us.
Mm-hmm.
Normally you can hear the freeway, nothing, zip, just quiet, right?
Yeah.
And then... You know, all of a sudden the temperature just dropped. And then you could see your breath, right? This is in the summer. All of a sudden the temperature just dropped.
Okay.
Right? And then it sounded like there was a massive, like, typhoon going on inside the restaurant. And then all the alarms of the building went off. Didn't sleep.
Interesting.
Didn't sleep for the next 24 hours. I was wide awake.
But you didn't actually see anything.
No, I just heard it. After that all went down,
yeah,
you could hear just like a little bit of like, and it was like, whoa.
Well, what would have happened if the next day the manager called you up? It's like, Simo, yeah, sorry, someone's called in sick. Can you come and do the close, the late shift tonight?
Yeah, I was back there.
Okay, money conquers all things.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm terrified of the place, but hey, money.
That's
you
it.
Know.
Well, you know, you weed your trousers, so you need new ones. You got to go back and earn the dollars.
Exactly. Dry cleaning bills through the roof.
Yeah.
Well, some of the reason we bring up ghosts is because a ghost has been apparently spotted. This one's in the UK.
Yeah.
This one's a bit unique, though. It's not one that's kind of haunts hotels at 2:30 in the morning and makes alarms go off. This one supposedly tells people who come looking for it to F off. it says the actual word as well, which I'm not going to.
How would a ghost get angry at someone like that? Would it be like... screw you.
I don't know. Apparently, this ghost lives in a place called Dead Woman's Ditch.
Oh, wow.
Which, if ever there was a place where ghosts would live...
That's a place.
That would be there. That is the site of a century-old murder. The ghost is said to be of a woman called Jane Warford, who was murdered in 1789 by her husband, John. That's all we know, just John.
Right. Well, it's not road rage that she's angry about then, because they didn't have... What do they have, horse and carts?
Horse and cart. I wonder if they had horse and cart rage. We should find out.
Use your... no indicators on horse and cart. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how it would work. But anyway, this ghost is known as the Woman in White.
Okay.
And multiple people have reported that when they are visiting this... particular place.
Yeah.
They hear the ghost telling them in no uncertain terms that perhaps they should leave.
Piss off.
Yes, they use a stronger word than the P word.
This is my dead area.
Yeah, this is my dead woman's ditch. Find your own.
Everyone's like, I don't think there is any.
Two paranormal investigators, Christine and Dave Thomas, they've taken up the reins to try and find out what is going on, and they are currently researching. They're currently investigating. So we will keep an eye on it. Keep it posted.
So are you a believer?
No.
Where do you stand? Have you had any ghost-like experiences?
Look, the main reason that I don't believe in ghosts...
Yeah, is because what? They're not real?
Is because... Well, no, they always seem to happen in areas that are already spooky.
Yeah.
Like, Simo, for example, your pub at 2:30 in the morning...
That's true.
It's a bit of a spooky place. This ghost that tells people to go away... is in a place called Dead Woman's Ditch. That's spooky. You're never just walking around like the supermarket and there's just a ghost looking at like cheese.
Yeah, that's true.
You never see that.
If you come back, you're going to be making it rain blood. Like, guys, ghosts exist.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.